are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. A few weeks ago, we saw President Obama outline the future for Chrysler, which involved a fast-track bankruptcy process and large state government ownership, as well as a more prominent role for the United Auto Workers. Now, as we stand just days away from the final path being charted for General Motors, what can we expect? Will it be a similar plan, or are there significant differences? With me now to talk about it is Marty Padgett, editor of High Gear Media and thecarconnection.com. And Marty, it's always good to have you with us.
Thanks for having us.
One of the things that was apparently very contentious in the Chrysler episode was the fact that the bondholders would not go along with a much lower value than they had previously invested in the company. It seems as though after some initial friction, it looks a little bit more like the bondholders, GM, and the government are on the same page. What can you tell us?
It looks like they're kind of harmonizing, and I'm a little astonished at the speed that Chrysler seems to be preparing to get out of bankruptcy. Obviously, there's a way to salvage what's good at Chrysler and what needs to be auctioned off to satisfy debt holders. I still don't believe it's a good policy for us to say that the government is going to dictate how the bankruptcy goes out as opposed to following the law. But I think ultimately, healthy companies emerging from the bankruptcy court is a good outcome.
What is the mindset at General Motors? Just like at Chrysler, for months it was, we can't let this happen. Customers won't trust us. Our sales will completely fall off the table. Now it seems as though, as a result of apparently what the federal government is suggesting here and basically dictating, is that they're okay with this process. So why the change of heart?
Well, I think it's the next step in the grief process, right? It's acceptance. They're at the point where this is, it's a certainty. There's really very slim hope that even with the deal today that they seem to have struck with bondholders, it's still 99% certain that they need to file bankruptcy at this point. So really it's, all right, this is what's going to happen. How are we going to emerge from this the quickest, and how are we going to assure our customers that we're still around, your car is still going to get repaired, and you should still buy a car from us?
What's going to change fundamentally about the product? We know that they've shed Pontiac. We know that they're shutting down plants and streamlining the workforce, which means cutting jobs, of course. But what in the end is going to be different about what they market to the public?
It's going to be a heavy focus on Chevy and Cadillac, with some Buicks and GMCs. Really, the future of GM lies in Chevrolet and Cadillac. They need a mainstream mass market brand. They need a luxury brand. They have trucks in Chevrolet. I personally feel like GMC is a better asset if it eventually becomes a commercial unit only. And Buick is really strong in Asia, and it needs to be maintained for GM's international operations. It looks like Opel is going to be sold off. So really the company is going to narrow down to effectively two brands in North America. They'll still be selling Buick and GMC, but really the focus will be on more sedans, more crossover vehicles for Chevrolet, more crossovers and sedans for Cadillac, but also, just better products and more of them, more competitive with what's out there now.
What's the expected length of basically government calling the shots here? We see it in the General Motors situation, it could be owning as much as 72.5% of General Motors. How long before the company can begin to actually buy itself back and start calling its own shots here?
Well, once the reconstituted GM emerges from a bankruptcy court, I don't know how much debt they'll actually have on the books. And so obviously the first goal is to pay back shareholders, government, taxpayers. That could be a year, 2 years, depending on how quickly the automotive market returns. If it's more like 5 years, if this process that we're engaging in really ends up being drawn out to 5 or 6 years, I think a real distaste and displeasure with the whole process comes from taxpayers like you and I. The quicker they can do it, the quicker they can pay it back like Chrysler did in 1980 and 81, the better.
And in terms of the United Auto Workers, we know they got a much more prominent stake in Chrysler. It looks like they're going to get a pretty good shake here in General Motors as well. How will that fundamentally change day-to-day operations, if at all?
I don't think it does. And, personally, I believe that a right-to-work clause is necessary to operate a global business like GM has tried to do. There's no way to adjust your labor costs and to bring on extra people or let them go when you need to. So fundamentally, there's still this intimate relationship between the UAW and GM and the UAW and Chrysler. And now the UAW, the government, and those two companies. So it's it's a complex thing, and they may hold a great stake, but at the end of the day, you need the marketing executives, the engineers, and the white-collar employees to complement the blue-collar employees. They all have to work together to make sure that if they have a strong hope for reconstituting themselves, that it's a combined effort. You know, the one thing that has emerged in the last day or so is that GM is probably going to, according to the AP, they're going to announce a bunch of plant closures on Monday. So that tells me that the filing is coming soon, UAW has bought in, and that they realize they've got to downsize even more to make a company that's viable.
Last 30 seconds, what's the level of optimism at both of these companies? Do they feel that going through this reconstitution process is going to be the answer, even though it could mean a lot of painful months and even years ahead? Or is there still a lot of uncertainty that even this might not do the trick?
I'm not sure. I think if you're at Chrysler, you're in bankruptcy court. You've accepted the fact that you work for a company that's in Chapter 11 proceedings. However, you also have a new partner that has kind of, you know, promising vehicle range. You have government backing to make that relationship work, and you have employees who now have to set about the task of developing new cars. So they're doing what they should be doing. That's got to be a relief. The same thing will happen in GM in 30 to 60 days, and once the sting of filing Chapter 11 goes, like it went away at Delta, like it went away at United, they'll get back to doing what they do, which is developing and selling cars.
Marty, it's going to be very interesting to see how this all plays out. As always, thank you, sir, for your time.
Thanks.
Marty Padgett is editor of thecarconnection.com as well as High Gear Media. This is Dateline Washington.